What's up, everybody? Welcome to my podcast. This is my first podcast. So give me feedback on ideas or things I need to improve on. And send me a message or just let me know. But today I want to talk about LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I feel like LeBron, man, I feel like people don't understand, they don't understand from his point of view. Like, this dude has to carry team after team after team. Like, I don't understand. Like, this Cleveland Cavaliers team should be able to beat the Boston Celtics. I know Boston's a very good team. They got some good talent. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Rozier, Smart, Horford is playing a big role. But I just feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers are a better team, and I just don't understand. Like last game, J.R. Smith had 0 points. Like, 0 points. I just can't put my head around that. 0 points. In NBA playoffs, you score 0 points. You know, Kevin Love had 22. George Hill was non-existent. Rodney Hood was non-existent. Tristan Thompson, he did what he supposed to do. He didn't really score like that, but he played decent defense. But, man, I just feel like if Cleveland gets swept by Boston, this will be a big stain on LeBron's legacy. And I just don't want to see that because I'm a huge fan. And I just want LeBron I want people to look at LeBron as, the all-time great that he is. I feel, in my opinion, that he is better than Jordan. I know a lot of people might think that's crazy, or Jordan did this and Jordan did that. But, people forget, Jordan lost 6 times before he was able to create any type of success. And I feel like people don't bring it up as much. He lost, had trouble getting past the Pistons. He had his early NBA career, he has struggles just like LeBron has. But not to get off the topic, but I just feel like people need to start looking at that. LeBron is probably one of the greatest we ever will see. This dude is really big time, man. I just hope they don't get swept, man. I really don't. I think, man, that they probably win this too. I'm praying, I'm hoping. But, man, it just amazed me how the other guys just sit around and let LeBron carry them. They don't want to step up. They don't want to. They're not showing no emotion or love for the game. It's just we're going to sit back and let LeBron James just take us to the finals, or try to take us to the finals. Man, I just don't understand it, man. I really don't. Watching that game the other day, man, I kid you not, man. I had to turn it off. I just couldn't believe it. They came back. The first half, LeBron James. I keep saying LeBron James because he was the only person that really did something. Besides Kevin Love. But watching that first half, I'm like, okay, Cleveland got a chance to win this game if they just come out the second half and put the effort, show the will to win. And they didn't do it. And Boston this season, they were the number one team of making comebacks and winning the game. Come back at the end and winning. And sure enough, the third quarter, I said, oh, it's Cleveland, they're not going to be able to win. Fourth quarter came. LeBron was tired. Role players didn't do anything. Same old Cavaliers, man. I just feel bad, man. And to me, I think he was leaving. I don't want him to leave. I think he should stay in Cleveland because he came back. he just do so much for the city of Cleveland. I like the story. He a hometown hero. Everything about him says Cleveland. Like, everything he knows is Cleveland. They love him. I just think he should stay, but I know he probably won't stay. He probably end up leaving again, going to Philly, most likely. I doubt if he go to Houston. West Coast would just be too tough for him. But like I say, man, this is my first podcast. I'm just running a test. Seeing what things I can improve on. Just testing the words out, seeing what people might think, or should I do this, pursue this. So like I said, give me a send me a message with some pointers or anything that may be beneficial to my podcast. Yeah, that's about it. But I wanted to say thank you for listening and hope to hear back from you guys. Peace.